This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mounted and pressure grew on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis on Monday and Tuesday that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to the more than week of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets, and that it is in their interest to wind down the operation soon. That's according to the official. China's UN ambassador says that France is seeking a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants who control Gaza. Zhang Zheng, the current council president, confirmed that France's UN ambassador informed the council during the third round of closed consultations Tuesday on the conflict that a resolution was being prepared. The United States has blocked the UN's most powerful body, which is charged with maintaining international peace and security. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to spotlight his infrastructure plan are being overshadowed by the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians. The conflict sparked protests during the president's visit to a Ford electric vehicle center in Michigan on Tuesday, as the White House faced growing pressure to intervene. Biden is working to gain Republican support for his $2.3 trillion package. This is VOA News. A hate crime bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly Tuesday and will now head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the Senate. Reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Activists and police said anti-Asian sentiment was fed by comments from former President Donald Trump, blaming the pandemic on China using terms like Kung Flu. The measure designates a Justice Department employee to expedite a review of hate crimes reported to police during the COVID-19 pandemic. It provides guidance for local law enforcement agencies to report hate crimes, expand public education campaigns, and combat discriminatory language in describing the pandemic. Spanish troops patrolled the border with Morocco in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on Tuesday after thousands of migrants swam into the northern African enclave. Video footage showed soldiers at the beach trying to keep migrants there as some swam to shore and others made their way around the fence on the breakwater that marks the border. A spokesman for Ceuta's government delegation said the soldiers will work with police and sensitive locations within the enclave to maintain order on the streets. The International Olympic Committee and Tokyo Olympic organizers start 3 days of virtual meetings Wednesday and will run into some of the strongest medical community opposition so far, with the games set to open in just over 8 weeks. The meetings are headed by the IOC vice president, who will attempt to gain and assure the Japanese population that the games will be safe and secure. Much of Japan, including Tokyo and Osaka, is under a state of emergency, which forced the IOC president, Thomas Bach, to cancel a trip to Japan this month. Only about 1 to 2% of the population is fully vaccinated. U.S. Senate Republicans are signaling that they will try to block or at least slow down a Democratic effort to create a bipartisan commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection of the U.S. Capitol. Their opposition threatens the chances of launching an independent look at the siege and how it could be prevented from happening again. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said that he is pushing the pause button on the legislation to form the commission. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.